everybody. I'm Rick Dancer. Welcome to Get Real with Rick Dancer. We're simulcasting here on LinkedIn, Instagram over here, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook. Are you guys noticing less traffic on Facebook? I am. And it's not just my page. I know they throttle me. They do take me and throttle me back because I can tell the difference. If I do a regular show that has nothing controversial in it, they leave it alone. I'll get 30,000 views. If I do something controversial, they'll jack it down to 500 or 1,000. And it also doesn't help that a few months ago, they kind of screwed us over, kept us off the live. We couldn't do live on Facebook for like 2 months or 60 days. Yeah. So anyway, my team and my wife and me, we all decided, you know what? Screw them. I'm not paying them anymore. We used to pay a little bit to boost shows out to reach more people. I'm like, no, I'm not giving you any money. If you're going to treat me like that, I refuse to give you any money. So we stopped paying them just like that. Sometimes you have to do that. You have to take a stand. And that's what we're going to kind of talk about a little bit tonight. I'm going to try to go back and forth between the two of you so you don't feel left out and you don't feel left out. But this is the only way we can do it because Instagram doesn't let me simulcast at the same time on there. If you have a question or a comment, love to see it. Love to hear it. I'll read it to people. All social media does throttle you back. They do. YouTube does that to us. But Facebook is the nastiest that we find by far. I have seen things drop off like crazy, but I also think people are just kind of tired of it and you don't want to be on it anymore because it's not as fun of a place anymore. Okay, so what do you notice about people on Facebook versus people on Instagram versus people on LinkedIn versus people on Twitter? I'm not a big Twitter fan. I like Elon Musk and what he's trying to do. I just don't like the media that well. You know, asking me to talk in 140 characters, that's not gonna happen. So I use it to kind of disseminate information, but I don't play on it a lot. Are you guys into Jordan Peterson at all? I've been listening to his podcast and I really think what we are in are both meta companies. I know, Greg, they both are. Facebook and Instagram, both owned by the same people. But it is interesting. I get away with a lot more over on Instagram than I do over here on Facebook. And I don't know why. Maybe I have a reputation on Facebook and not on Instagram or something. I don't know. But I've never been kicked off Instagram. I've been put in jail on Facebook numerous times. On TikTok, I get shut down on my lives because everything to them is hate. It's like, one day I was making fun of myself and calling myself a slur and they took me down. Or somebody will come on and like start calling me names and stuff like that. And I'll just kind of throw things back. I don't call them names, but I'm throwing in, you know, stuff back at them. And then they'll tell me, I'm harassing them. Hello, Chris. How are you doing? And so I get dinged for harassment when the harassers that are harassing me, you know, they're trying to pick me up or act like they're gonna, you know, I'm their daddy or something. So did you guys see my post? What happened to me today? This is such a cool story. So I'm at the gym. I'm in the locker room. Older guy next to me. We're both getting dressed. And he's talking about golfing and how much he golfs and he loves to golf and he golfs all over the world. And then he's really charismatic and kind of interesting. And he's talking this old thing. I said, how old are you? He goes, 82. And I'm like, what? You're 82? You don't look 82 and really limber, you know? And then he starts talking about, you know, Rick, you just got to keep moving. You got to keep moving. I thought I should have him on my podcast. I'm thinking this in my head. Then the guy's sitting there and he goes, where are you from? I said, Oregon. He goes, whereabouts? I said, Springfield, Eugene. And he says, you're kidding. I said, no. He goes, my great-great-grandfather was Eugene Skinner, the founder of Eugene. What are the chances that I'd be at a gym at the same time in a locker room with an 82-year-old guy who is the founder of the city I've lived in for the last 30 years? It's his great-great, maybe great-grandson. Is that crazy or what? You erased an Estacada. So anyway, so obviously I took his information and he will be coming in and going to be on the show. So I'm excited about that. So I wanted to talk a little bit. If you guys have questions, you can ask. That's fine. But I was watching Jordan Peterson and he was talking about some really cool stuff. And here's the thing that I think we forget. Every one of us is on a journey, like we're on this glorious adventure, and God wants it to be exciting. He wants us to have an interesting life. I really think he does. But we get comfortable. We want to have, you know, we want to retire early. We want all these things, everything to go well. We don't want to, when, what if we're getting in the very way of God's great plan for our lives? And there's a line out of the Bible that's talking about we are made. You know what? I'm going to just take this out. This bugs the hell out of me. We're made for a time like this, for a time just like this. So it's no mistake that we're here. We were from the beginning of time, God had a plan, and we were supposed to be here on this planet going through this very time in our lives. And sometimes I think we wonder. He gave us a role. There's a battle going on, and whether you see it or not, it doesn't matter because it is going on. Between good and evil. If you boil all this going on down right now, it's between good and evil. And you and I have a role to play in this battle. The evil of the world is too much for some people to look at. So they just don't want to admit that they've been fooled, that they were lied to, they were picking on people, they were shunning people, they were canceling people. They weren't letting them in their restaurants if they didn't do what they thought they should do. They were screaming at people, calling on their neighbors. Because if they did what they really should do, which is look at the people who lied to them, but that's too ugly for some people to be able to do. This one guy was on Jordan's podcast. He was talking about Germany. And he said the German church did nothing. They stood silent. We're not going to be political during this. When people were making fun of Jews, when they were, if you accepted the Jews, then you were a bad person. Very similar to what's going on right now. And he said this line, and I thought this was really good. He says, the real church is a dangerous place. When was the last time you went to a church that was dangerous? I mean, really. Not people, you know, so many of the pastors are skating the line. They don't want to make anybody mad in church. They want to make sure they're getting all their collection plates filled and that everybody's happy. And you sure don't want to make the doctors upset. But there's truth and there's non-truth. There's lies. There's truth and there's lies. If you, here's another line off of Peterson's thing. Tell the truth and let God take care of your consequences. God, I totally relate to that. Ever since we started, you know, Kathy and I, during the dark time, we just decided we're gonna do what we feel is the right thing to do. And our life hasn't been all that awesome all the time. I know sometimes people think, oh yeah, you know, we see you doing all your things and what you're doing in life and all that, but it wears on you. But what I try to remember, and I'm trying to remember, is that if I just tell the truth, that God will take care of all those consequences. It's far worse to go along with a lie than it is to tell the truth. And you got to ask yourself, how come the people who preach tolerance are the least tolerant? How come the people who are calling other people racist are some of the biggest racists? They're just racist against a different colored people. Why is that? Evil is powerless if the good are unafraid. Ronald Reagan said that. Think about that. So evil has no power over us if the good are unafraid. If we are afraid, and look at the last few years, it's been fear. Fear has ruled everything. And I think that's part of the problem, is fear took hold. And We allowed it to. And then we stopped trusting God. And we started trusting in whether or not people like us or not, or whether people agree with us or not. I mean, you have to pick a side. You have to pick a side of good, or you have to pick a side of evil. And if you're standing in the middle, there's this line in Revelations that says, beware if you're lukewarm, because basically you're worthless as shit. It doesn't say that, but what it means. Because there are so many people in the world just wanting to get along. And we're way past that. You can't, if you're still trying to make people accept you and like you, good luck. Oh, hey, Matt. Hi, Katie. I've moved into this new town, Townsend, Montana, and I've already got some people that aren't too happy with me. When you tell the truth, people will not like you. And when you speak the truth, people won't like you. I think for me, running for Secretary of State in Oregon, public office back in 2008, I learned how hateful people can be and how nasty. And what's so funny is there's so many people out there that are good people. They're just afraid. They're just afraid to stand up for what they believe in. I'm not afraid. I have a friend. Here's a great story for you. I've told some of you this. I have a guy who used to be a friend who went to my church, and he was calling my clients and telling them to stop working with me because I was spreading disinformation. That's evil. How evil is that? You go to church with me. You don't bother to call me and say anything to me, which that kind of shit pisses me off. If you have a problem with somebody, go to them. You don't go to their friends or their clients. And then you're trying to ruin my business, like take my money from me. That is so evil. That is like the very picture of evil. Terrell over here says, you cannot serve two masters, but yet people are trying. Good and truth will always prevail, but there's a cost. So here's the warning. When you stand up for what you believe in, like people are, have you noticed this movie, Sound of Freedom? Have you seen it? It's awesome. It's very distressing, but it's well done, so you don't get grossed out. It's not like, horrible, like bloody scenes or anything like that. But it's a profound movie. And now people on the regressive far left are criticizing the number, saying it's not that many. It's not that many. What? One is too many. Here's the thing. What people don't understand is if we allow kids, little kids, to be raped, 3-year-olds and 6-year-olds to be raped, that just burns the back hair off of God. He says all over, don't you dare hurt my kids, my little kids. So we have deprived in our society to where we're sexualizing our children and destroying them and allowing, the United States has the largest child porn industry in the world. So we have people here so perverse, they're watching child kids under 6 years old be raped. And you don't think that pisses God off? And we're not doing anything about it? I mean, I think there's a judgment for that shit. You know what I mean? A kid. And that we are the biggest producers of child pornography in America and consumers. One guy that the guy in the movie found had over 1 million pictures and videos of kids being brutally raped to where they were being ripped. What can you do? You start speaking out about it. You start standing up for good. And we have to go back to, there is evil in this world. And everybody wants to go, oh, there's just, no, there is evil in this world. And if we don't stand up to it, And that means, yeah, some of the shit that's going on the news and in your neighborhood and some of the stuff in your schools and your classrooms, it's time we got to stand up and say, this is wrong. This is not going to happen. And if we don't do it, we're just as culpable as anybody else. I highly recommend that you go see this movie because it will, Garden Grambo, you're asking like, what do we do? I don't know, man. I don't know. I watched this movie and I don't know. I don't know what you do. I'm doing this. I don't know what else to do. This is what I do. This is the only thing I know how to do until God shows me something else. But here's what I do know. I'm not going to fuck around with this anymore. Any of it. The trans stuff, all of it. You're not going to bully me. I can live and let live. You go do what you want to do. If you want to do the trans thing, I don't care. It does not matter to me. But don't tell me that I have to go along with that. Think that that's okay. I don't. Don't tell me that I have to celebrate. They don't, the trans activists who are pushing this thing, they don't just want our acceptance. They want me to celebrate it. I don't ask you to celebrate anything about me. Nothing. That's narcissism. I don't care if you celebrate my straightness or my hair color, or the beard that I have. I don't care anything. It's that is so weird to me. So now I have to be bullied into, this is, it reminds me of Germany, back in the war, accepting a group of people and it's to go along with what the Nazis were doing? No. Have we learned nothing from history? And I'm not equating trans people to Nazis, because someone will do that too. And here's the thing. You just have to get used to it. They're going to come after you. They will. Look what they've done to Jordan Peterson and people like that. God will take care of the consequences. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying we go out and protest. I'm not a protester. I hate protesting. I think it's stupid. Do I boycott? Yes. Do I go around and tell people who I'm boycotting? Personally, me? No. I don't like that. You can do it. I have no problem. I don't care. I just do it myself. I don't have to make a production out of whether I'm going to drink Bud Light or not. I don't have to go to Disneyland or tell anybody that I'm going to not go to Disneyland, but I'm going to make those decisions on my own. You make yours too. But I think the world is understanding that people are pulling back and saying, not anymore. I'm not doing that. You push too. Best thing about the dark time, they push too hard, too long, and too far. And we woke up. Not woke up, we awakened. They woke up, we awaken. And when we awaken, so what do we do? So Garden Grambo, you were asking that. That's a good question. I guess you pray. I guess you sit down and you say, God, what do you want? What do I do? What is my role in all of this? I know this, you love the people you're around. You know, don't go picking on people just because you don't celebrate what they do doesn't mean you have to pick on them or do what they do to us. And I'm not going to, sometimes I pitch back. I can't help myself because it gets tiring. You know what I mean? And what I think sometimes people don't understand is some of us have been doing this for 30 years, watching this spiral go down. And trying to, I mean, truth matters. I have learned through the pandemic that truth and freedom are the most important things in my life. I've never been that guy. I mean, I just took my freedom for granted, especially being a journalist. That's like, hey, I can talk to anybody I want. I can say whatever I want. And now I've learned I can't. I do, but there's a cost and I lose people. I have people that hate me, friends I used to love and adore. And they hate me because of what I believe. And yet, I didn't agree with their, you know, a lot of my regressive friends, who that's my term for progressive, because I think progressive is a bullshit term. They're not progressive, but they're regressing our society backwards. And I'm not a right winger, but they call me that. I'm not homophobic. I have lots of gay friends. They call me homophobic. I'm not racist, but because I put my picture on a billboard supporting police in Springfield, they think I'm a racist. See, here's the thing. Name calling, grow up. Just grow up. That's the best you can do, is come on and call me names. Good God. That's like middle school, junior high school. Me, Ricky's not popular. It's like unbelievable. And that's their acceptable behavior. I have no tolerance for that. And then the people who say, you know, we need to be tolerant of people. I don't want anybody to be tolerant of me. Just, if you don't like me, don't come here. But to tolerate them, I don't want people to tolerate people. And what I find is the people preaching tolerance are usually the least tolerant people ever. Freedom is right wing now. I was a Democrat until a few years ago. This is madness. Wood floor, Steve. Yeah, I agree. This is not a Democrat and Republican thing. It gets put that way all the time. But it's not. This is about regressive, controlling, authoritarian. What is so funny to me is the people on the far and the regressives. What am I trying to think here? What am I trying to say? The people who are the regressives are, I think, so afraid that, yes, I do believe in Jesus, are so afraid to lose control that they don't even have. And, you know, you get in a conversation and all they want to do is tell you how bad your sources are. Yet who are theirs? You know, who are their sources? And you can't argue. So I think we're getting to a point where, honestly, I think God's just telling people, okay, so this is down and dirty time. And I'm not fighting anybody. I'm fighting the principalities. If you vote the Bible, you'll vote Republican. I don't. I don't agree. Yeah, no discussion at all. Yeah. And so it's control the conversation. And then I get this kind of crap. People come on who are my former friends from the liberal Eugene, Oregon. And they'll say, you know, you used to be so much more open. Yeah, and you never have been. But I pretended and allowed you to just you know how many times I lived in my life where there were so many things I couldn't say everything I believed because I knew the response they would have. So you just went to the edge and they made assumptions. They'd say things to me like, oh, well, everybody knows, you know, that this is what's right. And I'd be thinking, that's not right. But you don't say anything. And now I am. And once I started speaking up, then I lost all those friends. So they really weren't friends anyway. I remember going to, and I liked this person a lot, she was a dignitary in Eugene. And they had a prayer breakfast every year. And this leader would not go to the prayer breakfast because it was Christian. And yet I went to a news story one time at the federal courthouse where some Native Americans were doing a religious celebration to dedicate the courthouse, and she fully participated. Now, I've got no problem with participating in the Native American celebration, but if you're gonna do one, why don't you just do the other? Do you hate Christians that much that you won't even acknowledge them in your community? Good and evil. And the two forces are coming against each other. Jordan Peterson likens it to Cain and Abel. He says, Cain is Satan, Abel is God. Cain did half-assed sacrifices, and God said, those don't work. Your whole heart's not in it. And he loved Abel because Abel went over the top with his sacrifices. So when Cain gets kind of thrown out, what does he do? He wants to hurt God. So what does he do? He kills God's favorite, Abel. Breaks God's heart. I think that's what's happening right now. God loves children. innocent little children. And we live in a culture that is allowing the rape, kidnapping, murder, destruction of innocent children. And whoever's behind that, which we know who it is breaking God's heart. Not to change the topic, but how can we support you? You know, Windfloor Steve, get a hold of me. I'll let you know. I appreciate that too. Yeah, I really do. Rick@rickdancer.com is my email. So kind of Kathy and I have decided, you know, we have sponsors and they're dedicated people and they're sticking with us. But it's not easy. And there's days like last night, I just couldn't do it anymore. I had a bad night. Went home and got in a fight with my wife. And I hate doing that. But I'm just kind of, you know what I am really, I think I'm just sad. I'm just sad. I'm sad for all those people who are getting run over by a bunch of progressive freaks screaming at them, telling them what they have to believe. And I'm sad for the people that feel they have to believe that when they don't. I'm sad for all those kids that are being tortured and murdered and kidnapped. And I'm sad for the people who are sticking up for those who do that by saying, oh, this is just some right-wing propaganda thing. You better be real careful and don't stand too close to me because your lightning bolt is coming, baby. I mean, whoever lets one of these little ones suffer, you'd be better off having something tied around your neck and thrown at the bottom of the ocean, because God is not happy about that. I'm sad that we live in a country that has forgotten how vital freedom is. I'm sad that we live in a country where people are so afraid that they can't even stand up for what they believe in anymore. I'm sad that we live in a country where people don't even know what to believe in anymore. I'm sad that we live in a country where they're ashamed of the flag. I'm sad that we live in a country where when people speak the name of God, they just shut you down. I'm sad that when we live in a country where athletes bend their knee to the United States of America and people talk about how horrible this country is, and yet they stay here and suck off the services of this country and the freedom that we still have left. I'm sad that people think socialism is so great and they won't go live there to test it out for themselves. Instead, they're ignorant. And their ignorance is destroying our country. I'm sad for that. What I'm really glad for is I'm glad that people overreacted to COVID. And that the whole most horrible thing I've ever experienced, that throttling of my voice happened. Because I know it happened for a reason, and I'm starting to see really good things coming out of that. The truth, it's exploding. I think. And it got me out of Oregon. And it got me and my wife to take the adventure of our life. I mean, here's how, you know, this isn't perfect here. The little town we live in is really hard sometimes. It's just a different way of life. And we're getting used to it. but we love it here in terms of us and what we get to do. I'm on a mountain bike with my wife, two of us only, up in the middle of like a wilderness area, riding our bikes, 25 miles, 3,000 feet of climbing. We are beat. And ATVs are driving by and going, hey man, you guys are badass, and talking to us. People here are so friendly that way. And nobody talks about Republicans or Democrats. We just talk about people and moving on and life. So here's what I know. I know God has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11. I have a plan of peace and hope and prosperity, not of your undoing. So if I can keep from undoing the good plan that God has set for me, that's all I have to do. If I tell the truth, there's a cost. And they are coming after me, and they do come after me, and they will come after me. But you know what I know? In the pit of my heart, my God will take care of the consequences. So you can fuck around with me. You can shut me down. You can come and you can throttle my Facebook page. You can try to destroy me. You can try to make me feel like I'm the only person. I'm all out here alone, but I'm not alone. And you aren't either. God is good. I know that. And he has a plan. And this is part of the plan. And you and I are lucky and blessed enough that we were chosen from birth to be part of this time right now. Right now. This is not an accident that you and I are here. It's not a mistake. It's not a mishap. God wasn't talking to Michael or Moses somewhere and looked down and went, oh God, what happened with this? Oh, I would miss that. Every single thing of this is going as planned. But that's hard. I am terrible. I think one of my biggest problems is I'm not very compassionate with stupidity. Stupid people drive me crazy. And that's why the dark time was so hard, because there's a ton of stupid people. And maybe that's mean, I don't know, but I say it's stupid people. I mean, God gives us discernment. We better use it. And can you look what's happening? I'm just going to use this as an example. Look what's happening with Bud Light. You know, we've destroyed their company because they went too far. Corporate, just sell your fucking beer. Don't sell me some lifestyle that I don't care about. Look what's happening to Disney. Their movies they're in the toilet. Pixar is just their movie, and their visitors at the place. Don't give me your politics. Don't try to tell my kids what to believe in your little cartoons. Instead, entertain people on just life, not social issues. It's not your job. Look what's happening in our schools. Teach our kids the things they need to know, because you're not doing it. You're failing. They don't even know math and reading, and you're trying to teach them about how to cut off different organs or whatever. And look what's happening with this Sound of Freedom movie. Hollywood won't touch it. Nobody would touch it. Disney wouldn't touch it. Held it in contract for months. Held it up. They just put it out there, and we went and watched it. And we're selling the thing out. You know why? Because we want truth. There's like this craving in the world for people like you and me. We just want the truth. I don't want your BS. I don't want a lie. Don't tell me your reasons why gas prices are going up, because it's a lie. And don't tell me your religion. You've made liberalism into a religion. And I don't even like the Christian religion. I love Christ and I love God, but I hate religion. So I'm sure as hell not going to join you on your bandwagon for any of the other little religious things you do, because you are making them into a religion. Here's what you have to believe if you're a good person. Well, guess what? I'm not a good person because I don't give a shit. And I'm not gonna. So where does all this lead us? Back to we the people. We the people of the United States of America. We're not narcissists, but guess what? It is about us. It's about you and me and your neighbor and that little old lady down the street and that cool man, Mike, the neat guy I met at the locker room at the gym today. It's about Jeannie, who I work with here in this office. It's about Tim, who works in that little paper down here, trying to bring truth to people in towns in Montana, whether they want to hear it or not. It's about not destroying anything, but becoming so impassioned and in love with the truth that the lies are exposed, that the lies are, they're so obvious, you can't put them away. And when people start spewing at you, walk away. And I'm the worst at that. I'm the worst. We cannot do this show without a couple of people, many people. But Matt McCarl, New Leaf Hyperbarics, he's one of them, one of our longest and best sponsors. And after that one, Chris Dental Family Dentistry, and a lot more, but those are our sponsors for tonight. We're doing things a little different now. So I'm going to go back and read your comments. I didn't want to go in and start reading through because it gets me off track sometimes when I'm doing it. But share this on your page if you would, wherever you are, if it's shareable. Go see the movie Sound of Freedom. Yeah, I highly recommend it. And then, you know, sit down and ask God, what is my role? What am I supposed to do? What would you have me do? Because if we're born for a time like this, then he has a plan for you and you're part of this. If you're sitting here still watching this, he's calling on you, because the people who hate good left a half hour ago. They're not still here. That's not my audience anymore. I don't have a target. Well, looky, looky, looky. My signal died. Huh. I wonder if that's just happenstance. Huh? Isn't that really interesting? Don't tell me there's not an enemy. And I know his name. Hey, Lucifer. Oh, man. Well, we'll call that a day, but I want to thank again, Chris Dental Family Dentistry, Matt McCarl, with New Leaf Hyperbarics. If you need any teeth, dental work done, call Dr. Bratlin, because the people who support me, if you support them, that helps us, that helps me, that helps them. And if you're looking for hyperbaric treatment, or you just need some different, your health for some different kind of things, Matt can talk you through that and really see what you're going. I'm just mentioning my sponsor since I'm standing here, Albert Taylor, Endless Possibilities, taking care of folks in your community with disabilities, BS Free MD, May and Tim, good Christian people, doctors, not afraid to take a stand. In fact, they took a stand probably before I ever did. New Leaf, Montana Oral Surgery and Dental Implant Center, Fairway Independent Mortgage. Greg and I had lunch today, and he's a wonderful guy. Spoke some really good truth into my life, which I needed. And those are our folks. And we have some, we do have some sponsors who do not want to be mentioned, and so we honor that. You know, not everybody wants to be recognized for stuff, so we honor that. All right, again, share this on your page. Thanks for watching. Thanks for letting me just go. That was super fun. I needed that a lot. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Oh, we have a really cool guest tomorrow. Great show. We're going to be a woman from White Sulphur Springs, Montana. Started a barbecue place a year ago. It's absolutely phenomenal. She makes all of her own bakery stuff. But the real story is she and her three sons came out from Vermont to run the place, and her son Jesse was killed on the way here in a car accident. And she's warm and tender and touching, and she's doing so much for that community, empowering women in White Sulphur Springs, which is just this little teeny town, and they all love her. And I had lunch there, and I've been talking to her, and I convinced her to come on tomorrow. So I don't know what to expect, but I think you're going to love it. And she's really awesome. And then on Thursday, the Helena Symphony is going to be here to talk about some stuff. Bill London will be here, and BS Free MD, Tim and May will be here. So we've got a lot of stuff going on this week. And next week you get to meet my sisters. I have three sisters, but two of them are coming to visit, and I'm going to see if they'll do a show with me. So they can talk about me when I was a little kid and what a pain in the ass I was. But you all know that. All right. Good night. Thank you.